From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Greger.
Today on Aircheck, we've invited local audiophile and music enthusiast Chris O'Shea to pick a favorite new tune and sit in on the music roundtable discussion. Vicki speaks with Adam Wiener, frontman for the group Low Cut Connie, and the band plays a couple songs in studio. And we share some concert picks for the months ahead. All that today on Aircheck.
Welcome to Aircheck and the regular roundtable discussion. Today, a special guest with us here, Mr. Chris O'Shea, longtime resident of Colorado Springs, music aficionado. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for making it in.
Yeah, good to see you, Chris.
That's great.
You've had some activity in the scene lately. You're hosting listening parties Sundays. And you don't stray from analog. It's all analog.
It's all analog. Tubes, even. We have tubes involved. So.
Why is that, Chris? This is the year 2018.
It brings a experience a lot of people aren't familiar with or don't have exposure to today. We're used to listening by ourselves to MP3s, maybe, or maybe even high-definition digital files. But what I think the great thing about this Classic Album Sundays format is that we sit down with other people and share the experience, just kind of inviting people to do something that's maybe they're not familiar with, just concentrate on listening and then sharing the experience. Afterwards, you're invited to share your thoughts. So almost like a listening club meets a book club.
Every Sunday?
Well, it's every one Sunday a month.
One Sunday a month.
At Local Relic at the Tap Room.
All right, so part of the roundtable discussion is we pick a tune. We each mm-hmm. pick a tune. And something that's caught our ear lately. You brought something in, Chris. What is it?
I did. Afrocubism is a combination, as the name implies, of African and Cuban musicians. And the African musicians are from the country of Mali. And many of them were actually supposed to be on Ry Cooder's project in the late 90s that became the Buena Vista Social Club. Of course, the worldwide smash. But they couldn't get out of Mali for, some people said it was a visa issue or some other, something happened. So in 2010, this album was released. It's a fabulous, and I love the African electric guitar.
So what's the tune?
It's got a lot of it. We're going to hear one, let's see, it's the third track here. It is Karamo.
Yep. Karamo. So many Malian musicians that are just incredible.
It's flawless. It's beautiful. It's warm. And you get all this beautiful filigree, the way the playing is. And it's warm. That's the thing I always
hear. It sounds great on vinyl. We played some of it yesterday, and it's just, you know, audiophile and music person alike, their ears perked up, and they said, what is this? What is this great record? And so, yeah, it was really fun.
You said Cuban musicians involved as well? And Cuban and Malian.
Exactly.
Nice.
Hence the name, Afro-Cubism.
Afro-Cuban.
Yeah.
What's the label?
It's World Circuit. It's a UK-based label. Yeah. And they have a pretty decent selection of their stuff on vinyl, too.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, literally probably a couple hundred titles. It's not a huge label, but, yeah,
nice.
Good label.
Nice.
Kala donita, kala malidenu.
All right, Vicki, your turn. What are you bringing to the round table discussion?
Brand spanking new. Just opened it last week and started playing it. This DJ's name is Lucas McFadden, but people probably know him a lot better as Cut Chemist. And from his brand new one, Die Cut, Work My Mind. This one.
Yeah, testing. Work my mind and turn it around, you. 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 Work my mind and turn it around.
Work my mind at different spurts in time. We pollute evolution in pursuit of a dime. Wanna eat, gotta grind, so my thirst is blind. With no outlet for change, people work with crime. But I disperse my rhyme, and the worst is fine. If I switch course, my line is a broken spine. No crisscross, the straight path I search to find. But I misinterpret the signs at the worst of times. And you
work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind.
Now, if that sounds familiar to you, because it's featuring a hip-hop artist rapper named Chali Tuna, and Chali and Cut Chemist are known even preceding this as the founders and voices to Ozo Motley.
Ah, okay.
So Cut Chemist was the resident DJ for Jurassic 5 and for Ozo Motley. Chali Tuna bringing that beautiful baritone flow to the thing. And then a childhood friend of Cut Chemist, who goes by the name Hymnal, they've known each other since childhood. We're talking like 6th, 7th grade together in the early L.A. kind of 80s, 90s. The next incarnation of hip-hop. Hymnal known for a lot of conscious rapping, for lack of a better word. So they all come together. They remember each other, you know. So even though not working as much with Ozo Motley, Cut Chemist, this is his second official solo release, and he just keeps bringing the crew with him. And another fine record.
How does that sit with you, Chris? That's pretty far,
like
far cry from Molly and Cuban.
Maybe not so much.
I was going to say, maybe not so much. Sound is sound, right? And if it's well recorded and has an interesting pieces to it that create a whole that I like, that I can, again, break apart individually or bring it together and just enjoy it as the beat, whatever it happens to be. I like it. I like a lot of electronic music. I'm kind of getting into the whole DJ culture. I wouldn't say I'm going to show up at Burning Man and wear my arm out, but I do like some of it.
Good pick, Vicki.
In the field, pressure will build till it burst the price. Work and fight through the surface gripes and never trust the illusion of a perfect life.
Jeff, here we go. I heard you praising this in conversation not too long ago.
Well, I stumbled across this artist. She's been around for a while, is my understanding. But I'm showing my age here. Don't know a lot about her. What I do know is that she sounds a lot like someone else. And I'll let you guys figure out who that is. See if we're all on the same page here. The artist I'm choosing, her name is Janelle Monáe. And the song is called Make Me Feel.
Yeah. Baby, don't make me spell it out for you. All of the feelings that I got for you can't be explained, but I can try for you. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for you. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Sound like anybody, you guys?
Well, you know, because I know her voice, so I'm thinking Janelle, but I love those flourishes, which makes me think of specific top 40 kind of stuff, even like a Britney Spears or something like that. But you're thinking of someone very specifically.
The female voice. Yeah,
I hear
Prince. Do you hear Prince?
I hear all Prince in the production.
There it is.
Yeah.
There
so my,
it is.
My understanding, she's based in Atlanta. Atlanta, kind of an epicenter right now for some really good R&B production. And I heard Prince all over this, and taking it a little bit further, female, getting that funk on. And we need it because the Prince is gone now.
So. You know, so you see the rest of the tribe that came from everybody who had those records or their parents had those records. Janelle Monáe is also a very visual artist. Mm. She's known for modeling, doing videos. She's an actress. Hidden Figures, Janelle Monáe was in. So she's a talent.
All right, so that's my pick. That's it for the roundtable. Chris O'Shea, when are your events, and
one
how can
Sunday
people find out about them?
A month, and there's a couple of Facebook pages, Classic Album Sundays, Colorado Springs, and you'll find us real easily. We'll shoot for the last Sunday in April, and it's going to be Bob Marley Burnin', so
great
we're
album.
Expecting to have, yeah, we're expecting to have a really nice crowd for that, as you might imagine, and it's fun programming those lead-up tracks, related recordings, so yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Chris, thanks for coming in. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris, a delight.
Pleasure.
You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Coming up, we've got an interview and in-studio performance with the band Low Cut Connie. Stay with us.
La, 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 la.
From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Greger.
This past week, the group Low Cut Connie played a show in Colorado Springs at the Black Sheep, and they made a little time to come into 91.5 KRCC to chat with Vicki and play a couple of tunes. The band has built a reputation as a result of their ferocious live performances, and they're currently touring in support of their fourth full-length release, Dirty Pictures Part 1. Vicki sat down with Adam Wiener to talk about the trajectory of Low Cut Connie and his intimate relationship with Shauna, a 400-pound piano that accompanies him on the road. But first, an in-studio performance here at 91.5 KRCC with the entire band, Low Cut Connie.
We're going to do a new song. We just put this song out last month, and we hit number 54 on the AAA charts last week with this. This is called Beverly.
Beverly.
Hey, everybody, this is Vicky. You're listening to Air Check, and I am in the studio today with the members of Low Cut Connie, and I'm talking today to Adam Wiener, the lead singer, keyboard player. He's a guitar player. We're going to talk about songwriting and such, but Adam, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And I'm so pumped up hearing you guys to perform the songs.
Pleasure. And it's, you know, it's our first time in Colorado Springs.
I want to ask you a couple of things. And first of all, your live show. I want to talk about this because I've not seen you yet, but I'm going to rectify that. But just checking stuff on YouTube and some of your clips. You know, your energy together, whether you're in a studio hanging out or what I see on stage, is really undeniable. It's amazing. Does that come from a friendship thing inspired by this incredible music that you're making?
Well, yeah, I mean, I believe in every word that I say on stage. Our band is not, we don't tread in irony very much. And I write songs that I can get on stage every night and I can sing the words from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my shoes to the tippy top of my head, 125%. So that helps. And everybody in the band feels the same way. They really love the songs. They love playing. We love playing with each other. And mostly we love connecting with people. And after traveling 10 hours to get to a show, the least you can do is just blow the place up and give everybody a night that they won't forget. So it's as much for us as it is for the crowd, I think.
You capture that same energy on your records, too, which I wanted to ask you about that, because you have recorded in different studios, obviously recording with the Dap Kings and the Dap folks. Was that a different kind of experience as far as setting up and going? Budos band members, I mean, this is incredible.
We've recorded in Memphis, Tennessee. That's where we did the newest album, Dirty Pictures Part 1, and May 18th, Dirty Pictures Part 2. We did them both at Ardent Studios in Memphis.
Famous.
Which was fantastic. We recorded in the room they call the ZZ Top Room because they built it for ZZ Top for their second or third album. And it was a magic experience. We did the record you're talking about with the folks from Daptone in Brooklyn. And that's where I met Sandra, who sang with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings for 7-8 years, and also her project Sawn and Star. And now that Sharon has passed, sadly, we adopted Sandra, and she does all our shows with us. So,
you know, and the joy of that certainly carries over with her vocals and the beautiful vibe that she brings to this really, truly beautiful band. You know, it seems like, you know, you hit the ground running, and it was almost this rocket, you know, straight up, because, you know, immediately people like, oh, I don't know, Barack Obama and Meryl from Toon Yards, all these people are lining up immediately saying, oh, I love you. This is my record of the year. This is my song of the year. How does that feel to have such an immediate, you know, response on that level?
Well, it's, you know, an overnight sensation, 15 years in the making, as they say. But no, it's funny because we've had a lot of support. Obviously, you mentioned Barack Obama chose us as one of his favorite bands a couple of years ago, and I got to go meet him. And Meryl from Toon Yards is a very close friend of mine for many years, and we did a lot of tours together before either one of us was doing anything successful in any regard. And recently, Elton John played us on his radio show and interviewed me. But the flip side to that, that's so interesting, to answer your question, is the music business itself has never really wrapped its arms around us. We never got signed. I never had a manager, really. We only very recently got a booking agent. And I was DIYing this thing for the whole run. And it was the support of our fans and our families and friends, and some key support from those folks I just mentioned, that kept wind in our sails to keep going.
Who were you in love with growing up as far as the records you were listening to, or who was playing in your house?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, and I grew up in an all Sinatra house, so it was like a lot of show tunes and Frank Sinatra and Barry Manilow and Barbra Streisand. I'm a Jewish boy from New Jersey. And then somewhere around age 9 or 10, I just fell in love with 50s rock and roll and blues. So Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, Lead Belly, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf. And I moved to Memphis, Tennessee, spent some time down there and just absorbed and picked up a style of playing and started traveling and playing music on the road. I got a gig in New York. I lived in New York City for 13 years, and I always had a steady bar gig where I played piano for tips or by request.
Mm-hmm.
So I got good at entertaining people on the fly and thinking on my feet. And I used to play in this drag karaoke bar called Pegasus. And that was an absolutely life-changing experience for me. I learned what fun really can be, and I learned what it's like to be surrounded by people with a total open spirit and people from all walks of life, and we try and recreate that in Low Cut Connie for people.
You were a front man when you hit the planet, or were you a front man made? Did all of this experience teach you how to do that? Because your personality is very... it's very big and open and pretty cool. So do you lead with that anyway?
One of my all-time heroes is Prince, who's many people look up to Prince, but I think he was probably the greatest live performer, certainly of my lifetime. And like Prince, I'm very mild-mannered and introverted in my day life, but the lights go on and... the hair gets high and the clothes go on and
yeah.
It's time to light it up.
Yeah.
And Little Richard was like that. Mick Jagger, Iggy Pop, Bruce Springsteen, and probably maybe number two to Prince is Tina Turner for me. I think she's one of the greatest performers ever. And I look to these people for inspiration and as a benchmark to try and hit.
How do you write? How do you write your own stuff? Is that a solo kind of effort for you, or do you just bring an idea to the band and to the piano and take off from there?
I write in my own space, and I do it a lot, and I feel like sex, it's one of those things you shouldn't talk about too much.
Duly noted. Duly noted. Okay, I'm going to ask you about this. Talk to me about your piano.
Chandra, she's been with me for 6 years. $50, I bought Chandra from a store in New Jersey, and they told me that it was a piece of junk and it wasn't even worth fixing up. But I don't know, it was a loud piano. It just seemed like a rock and roll piano to me. Chandra, she just had something about her. And I looked it up, the piano's from 1955. And I have a friend that was played with, believe it or not, from Asbury Park. He played with Bruce Springsteen back before Bruce was famous. And he's a B3 organ player. Everybody calls him Bacha Galoop. His real name is Tony. But anyway, he gave me his dollies that he used to carry his B3 organ with, and we put them on Chandra so that we can move the piano every day. You know, 100 shows a year, we carry a 400-pound piano. So we put these things on that we call the Bacha Galoops, and we carry her everywhere we go.
You know, this reminds me a little bit of, I think it was Jack White that commented on, you find the instrument that's yours, that's your match, and then you spend the rest of your time together bringing the sounds out of it that other people just did not recognize, or, you know, it's sort of like when you match up finally with you know, your partner maybe, or that dog, that cat in your life, and that's where the magic happens.
Yeah, it's funny. I've gone through a lot of pianos, and I had gone through a lot of pianos, but Chandra grabbed me, said, take me, adopt me, and we've since put a lot of work into Chandra to keep her going. And she, as they say, she takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Your trajectory is well-deserved, and I get so excited when people mention you.
Thank you.
Because just playing your records here at the station, when somebody mentions you outside of that, I feel like it's like, yes, yes, you know about
You've
this band.
Yeah.
This is so great.
Well,
you know,
that's all we've got is this word of mouth, somebody tells somebody thing. We never had a lot of money or a lot of publicity behind us. And again, we never had a label, so we really just had to get out there and just be undeniable every day on stage, whether it was 200 people or two people. And that's how we built our, I guess you call it a cult fan base, but it's spreading a little bit beyond that now. And that's our MO, that's our calling card.
Well, Adam Wiener of Low Cut Connie, you have an open invitation to not only come back.
Well, you
and
said
play
next
this
time I come, I'm gonna do the midnight hour.
And I'll stand by that.
Okay.
You will be my night
dream.
Fly. That'll absolutely happen.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, let's take it out with another song.
We're gonna do one more song. This is Me and Annie, which is off our third album, which was called Hi Honey.
was Low Cut Connie in studio at 91.5 KRCC. Be sure to check out the KRCC website for video footage of the band in concert. We end the show today with a go-to concert guide provided by some folks who are definitely in the know about great live music. And we start with Chris O'Shea, who you heard at the beginning of the show, with his pick for must-see music in the region.
I'm Chris O'Shea, and coming up at the Western Jubilee Studios on April 25th, the Haunted Wind Chimes. If you've never been to the Western Jubilee Studios, it's an archive, if you will, of old recordings, collectibles. The owner is not only a recording engineer, but I guess you could call him an antique person. The place is literally a shrine with all these great decorations. It's just got a great vibe. So it's a unique venue that a lot of people don't even know about, just on the edge of downtown, the eastern edge of downtown. It's a lot of fun. For the storm, driving horses
insane. Ain't no calm that you ever want. Vicky, what are some shows you're looking forward to?
So coming up on May 9th, 91.5 KRCC will be presenting Ozo Motley at the Black Sheep. Ozo Motley is this amazing band out of California, and I think specifically the LA area, that combine hip hop and incredible Latin music and percussion and audience participation in their shows. So really looking forward to seeing them up close and personal at the Black Sheep.
Jeff, we know you got something big in the offing.
I am looking forward to seeing Los Lobos here in Colorado Springs. I've seen these guys three times over the course of the last 40 years, and the first time I saw them was in a little bar in the North Valley in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they were just starting off, and they've come a long way since. Winning Grammys, participating in soundtrack recordings, compilation tribute albums, over 20 full-length albums that these guys have put out during that course of time. And I'm looking forward to seeing a little taste of East LA right here in Colorado Springs on July 7th as part of Blues Under the Bridge.
All right, just a few of the concerts to look forward to in the region. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Vicky. And thanks to you out there listening. Also, special thanks to our intern, Paulina Ukrainitz, for her help with this episode. Be sure to check our website at krcc.org for more info about the program and the artists we've talked about today. And you can also download the podcast of the show on iTunes. For AirCheck and 91.5 KRCC, I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicky Krager.